You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 261 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 17, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So we're continuing on with the marketing segment of the podcast, and we're talking through Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It. And we've been talking all along about different social media platforms and which one should you make as your pillar. Well, now let's start talking about Instagram, which is a sort of a newer social media platform, but it's one that's really caught fire in the last few years. And what's interesting is that Instagram apparently started as a great place just to post photos. So you were posting beautiful highlights of your day. You know, it was a place where primarily photographers would come to show off their work, or that artists would come to show what they had to offer. Now it's gone totally mainstream, and it's people to show different events through their day. And a couple of different things allowed it to become mainstream. First of all, it has a lot of great features. You can obviously draw on your pictures, filter them. There's a lot of interesting things you can do with, you know, making your face look differently and your background and everything like that. Of course, you can caption photos, tag them with relevant people. The key, I think, to Instagram, at least from what Gary Vaynerchuk talked about, is hashtags. Pretty much, it's an unlimited hashtag amount. And it's really the key to getting your content noticed and to look for interesting content as well. Unlike something like Twitter, which relies on hashtag, but you have a limited amount of characters that you can put into your post, Instagram is far, far different in that, yes, I think the actual character amount is limited, but the limitation is far more expansive than what Twitter allows. So it also has a couple of other interesting components to Instagram. One is, of course, Instagram Stories, which, you know, very similar to what Facebook Stories have and what Snapchat did. It's really a place where you can create daily content that sort of complements your feed. So things about what's going on in your day that maybe you don't want to put in your general feed, but would go into Stories. They have a version of a live as well. They call it IGTV, where you could go live and post various things. You can go live or you can just upload things. There's a time limit as well. And so what I think that Instagram offers a lot of the same benefits that some of the other platforms have. But I think perhaps the collaboration game is a little bit different because you can... it primarily relies on photographs. So the question is, how would you do a collaboration? Well, here you would search hashtags as well. So searching your relevant hashtags, but also searching for your city as well. So you definitely can reach out to folks. So, you know, a great example is something that Gary Vaynerchuk talks about in his book, and he talks about, you know, a place, a clothes store, for example. If you have like a mom and pop where you're selling dresses or clothes or whatever, the example was, you know, having people come in and you take pictures of them. So when you're putting out stock, you're taking pictures. When you are wearing clothes from your store, you're taking pictures. Your customers come in and they're trying on clothes. You ask them to take pictures. And then you're building a fan base in that respect. So you're showing off what you have to offer. Then you're using relevant hashtags, not only hashtags related to your store, but perhaps other things as well. So people are going to notice you that way. Then you could essentially look up people by hashtag, and you can look up people by city. So let's just say you search for the city where your store is located. And you can see the people who are posting. So what you're going to be looking for are people with, you know, good fashion sense, or they're actually posting pictures of, you know, selfies of themselves in clothes or other people who are wearing interesting things. you're going to reach out to them and you're going to offer them, you know, maybe, you know, a certain percentage off at your store. So because they're going to come into your store, they're going to hopefully have a great experience at your store, and then they're going to post, hey, I saw this, I got this at the store, I got a coupon, whatever. But so they're going to give some free publicity to your store as well. And then you can do a lot of other things. You could put together, you know, a fashion show with, you know, influencers in your area. So again, influencers are people who have larger amounts of followers who are talking and posting pictures in your space. So again, people who are posting fashion photos on their feed in your area, you're going to invite them to an event, and then they're going to post about it, of course. They're going to post selfies, they're going to post other things, probably at your store, right? So it's a great way to get publicity for yourself and to create goodwill as well. So yeah, how does that apply to lawyers? Well, I think Instagram is one of the harder ones to do for lawyers because I think lawyers are pretty camera shy. And of course, you know, for clients, they're often, you know, confidential. But, you know, of course you can ask your clients, you know, hey, can I take a selfie with you? Especially when you've had a good resolution to a case or, you know, whatever success that you've had, you definitely can ask your client to take a selfie with you. You can take pictures, of course, of your lawyers who are going into court and doing various speaking engagements. There are a lot of interesting ways that you can do that. And then, of course, you know, searching for folks who are, you know, hashtagging, you know, lawyers or looking for lawyers and that sort of thing. And you can reach out to them as well. Just make sure that you're complying ethically with whatever bar rules apply in your state. So I think there's a lot of things that you could do on Instagram. So we just want to think about, you know, do we want this to be your pillar? And the question is, do you think you're going to have enough visual content to make it your pillar? Although I think Instagram has a lot of promise and it's very popular, you want to think about exactly how to go about posting. And you want to have a definite strategy to do that if you're going to make it your pillar. Now, if you don't make it your pillar, you should still have an Instagram account because you can use a lot of these things to your benefit and you still should be posting on that account. You know, and also, you know, one thing that comes to mind is just because you may not have a picture to post, there's a lot of ways to create a word post. So if you have a favorite quote, or if you made up your own quote, if you said something interesting, you heard something interesting during the day, you can make that sort of a word art and post that as well. So there's a lot of things that you can do. What I would suggest is, you know, thinking about, you know, going on Instagram. If you've never been on Instagram before, maybe that should be your daily action item. I don't know that a lot of lawyers go on Instagram, have been on it. For your daily action, I want you to go on and just look at it, you know, create an account, see what it's all about, and then try to get some ideas through, you know, searching, looking at people in your area and how you might want to collaborate. Because really, collaboration is the game, especially when you're a lawyer, because not a lot of people, you know, maybe searching for a lawyer for lawyer accounts on Instagram. But again, what you want to do is just stay on top of mind. So building a personal brand is, you know, having interesting things for people to look at. And so when they have a legal matter that they're going to think of you, right? And so that's Instagram is one definite way that you can get yourself noticed, to get your brand noticed, but you have to do it intentionally and you have to do it with a good plan. So that's your daily action item for today, is just to take a look at Instagram, create an account, see what it's all about, and then think about whether or not that's going to be a great use of your time and if you're going to have enough content to post. Maybe you have great ideas, and what I would love for you to do is, if you're on Instagram and you're a lawyer, I would love to hear from you. So there are multiple ways to get a hold of me. Of course, one way is by leaving me a voicemail. You can go to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. And again, if you're on Instagram, hit me up. I'm at attorneydsy. Would love to, if you have an account that's getting a lot of traction that you would like me to feature on the show, please reach out to me because I think it would be a great way for my listeners to be able to really see that someone is being very successful on Instagram and people could get inspired by that. So we'd love to have you on perhaps as a Legal Power Players interview on Tuesdays. Lots of other ways that we can collaborate. So please reach out to me on social media. Again, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AttorneyDSY. I'm on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have a great social media account, especially on Instagram, because I would love to feature your account. As you know, this podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all of the major podcast distribution platforms. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're going to be starting with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. The next session will be Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyerseq. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.